You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today is out of necessity. It's going to be a short show. Normally I start at 4 o'clock, but today I had to start at 3, and I've been somewhat behind in my show prep. So I decided to make the show short, and rather than cover one news event, because I usually, one of my rules is I'm going to give you my commentary or opinion on news events. So we're very much news driven. I've been noticing a pattern. And it's hard not to notice it, and the reactions of people to it, and that is lying. Now, yesterday, I briefly alluded to the news story that's capturing many people's attention, and that is the Brian Williams situation, and his apparent lying about what happened when he was in Iraq. I'm not going to continue that, but that's just one example in public of someone lying, and people believed him. We have a president that literally every day lies, and the reaction to people that follow this is they don't want to listen to him, and that's very, very important to understand. I've been following him since, the mid-2008, and what I noticed in particular was sometime in September of 2008, he started to lie. Prior to then, it was more hope and change, and that initially got my attention. He was somewhat inspiring. But then I started to listen closely and started to spot the lies. And since then, it's literally every day. And what is the reaction of people once they find out you're lying? Especially not once, but many, many times. They stop listening. They stop trusting the person, and they stop listening to the person. And that's important to understand. Because if you're the president or anyone else that's a politician, the more you're exposed, and the president is probably the most overexposed person in the United States in terms of everything he says and does is news, or literally, or near everything, not everything, but most. So he's always on. That's the way I like to say it. He has a job where he's always on. He's always meeting people. He's always greeting people. He's making a lot of speeches every day. A lot, most of that is reading off a teleprompter. And yesterday I said I've had some experience doing that. And it's an acquired skill. I don't think many people are naturals when they read off a teleprompter. But usually they're reading someone else's words. Occasionally it's their own words. But they've had time before they actually do a reading where it's being filmed or videotaped to read it. Usually one or two times. And what they tell you when you actually do the reading off a teleprompter, just keep talking. You might flub a word. Just keep on talking. Plow right through it because people will forget about it. Don't get flustered if you make a mistake. But because he has time on the most important speeches to go over it, and I used to be a speech writer, I would go over the speeches, usually with executives, and they would indicate areas that they want more emphasis on or less emphasis on, more examples. So even where the person is not writing the speech, he has input into the speech. Now, I'm making this point because if you listen to Obama's speeches on a regular basis, you know what I'm saying is true. He's lying. Now, why does he do it? He didn't know, and the other thing, he knows he's lying. So he knows he's telling fibs, lies, misrepresentations of material facts, yet he continues doing it. Now, part of it, I think, is he believes his own lies. Not all his lies, but he believes some of his lies. I can't tell which, but I'm just telling you that's a fairly common of people because everybody lies. And that's what you're going to find out when you do some research into it, that everyone is a liar every day. Now, most of the lies you're telling are you're telling them to yourself. And some people would say, well, that's not a lie, but you are not telling the truth to yourself. But the big problem is, especially if you're a politician, and most of the lies of politicians are those of omission. They're not telling you all the facts. They're deliberately editing out key facts that don't support their story or narrative. And that's one of the problems with the news as well. They have a narrative or story to say, and they don't want to put any facts in the story that don't support it. So politicians are very much like newscasts. They want to make a good impression, and they will clearly marshal facts that they think support their case or thesis or story and eliminate those facts that don't. And that's what they do, and that's what their speechwriters do for them. So they're lying all the time. Do all politicians lie? Not really. Everyone lies every day, but that doesn't mean everyone is lying to a mass audience. If they're lying, it's usually with the people they're working with. And it can be small lies. I don't have time right now. You might have time right now, but you don't want to talk to the person for whatever reason. So the first thing to learn is everyone lies, and it's also time-consuming to lie. Because when you're lying, you're making up stuff, and you're misleading people. And you got to remember it, especially if you're going to interact with them again. But why do they continually do it? Because they can get away with it. That's the key thing. They get away with it. And why do they get away with it? Because you have people that want to believe the lie. And that's the secret. That's why they continue doing it. I don't like liars, especially when they lie right to my face. And I know they're lying. I call them out on it. It's happened here fairly recently. Won't get into it. But that's a bug. That's something that really irritates me. And it also irritates other people. I'm not unique in that regard. I listen to several talk show hosts, and I won't say the gentleman's name, but he gets real upset about President Obama's various lies. So do I. I have the same reaction. And he has the same reaction as I do. He doesn't want to listen to him. And that's important because that is a good defense. But here's the problem. Most people are not very good spotting lies. We're talking about pattern recognition. I am fairly good recognizing patterns. You need that ability, for example, if you're a programmer. You also need that ability if you have to synthesize a lot of information and make the connections. And you got to sort through information. Some of it is clearly false, some is true, and some is in between, and you have to get other sources. You got to check what people are saying. That's not only for your protection, but you don't want to mislead people. You want to get it right. Do people get it right? No. I make mistakes, and I listen to, again, talk radio, and I hear their mistakes because we're commenting upon the same material, and I can spot them. I'm probably less than 0.1% that could spot them, and that's the key point. And that is exactly why politicians will lie. They can get away with it, and they've been getting away with it. Even when they're caught and people know they're lying, they still go on listening to the person, and many of them believe them. I cut them off. I don't want anything to do with that person. I don't believe him. And that includes this president. I don't believe him, don't trust him, and really don't want to care to listen to him. And I haven't even seen this public service announcement, but this is one topic that's getting a certain amount of play on talk radio. I believe it was at one of the award shows, the Grammys, I believe, and they ran this PSA where Obama said 20% of the women. And I don't have the exact quote, and I shouldn't do this because I'm roughly paraphrasing. I've heard the clip several times that 20% of the women are raped or near raped every year. Well, that's been challenged because that's a lot of women. And when you compare it with the rape statistics, it's a fantasy. It's a lie. That's what it is. It's the president lying. Yet he did it in a public service announcement. Now, who was that lie directed to? It was directed to the general audience, not the people there. Because the music coming out of this industry, a lot of it is foul. It's promoting violence, abuse of women. It couldn't be the music industry or the producers or the singers of this garbage. Some of it's great, but a lot of it is just sheer garbage, rubbish. And that's being kind. So obviously the president wasn't talking to them. This PSA was for the general audience. And he can get away with it for several reasons. One, people are ignorant. They don't know. They don't have a clue. Some are stupid, but most are just simply ignorant. They don't have time to establish whether or not what the president's saying is true or not, or factual, and many just believe him. Now, for those that are new to the show, the way you listen to the Prank Pop Show is go to my companion blog for the show, which is prankpops.wordpress.com. That's prankpops, prankpops.wordpress.com. At the very top, you'll have links to my most recent 60 to 80 shows. The bottom, you'll have links to my entire portfolio, except for some of the very earliest shows. And in between, you will have my notes. And it's really more than notes. It's my show prep, or part of my show prep. And I have a number of interesting videos. First of all, on how to spot a lie, or lie spotting. And then, and this is from several people, by the way. And I think what you're going to be surprised at is the information you're getting. That everyone lies. It takes effort to lie. And the reason liars get away with it is people are hungry for something. And if the liar feeds that hunger, the people believe it, even though the liar knows it's a lie. And that's probably one of the keys, because it puzzles me a lot how people, if they have a conscience, and you're quick to jump that they don't have a conscience. And that's not, I don't think, being fair. I think some of them have, to a certain extent, a conscience. Namely, they can delineate from right and wrong. Yet, they are habitual liars. And politicians are the ones that get accused of this the most, but they are not unique. And that's another key point. Everybody does this. It is a matter of degree and what they're lying about. Because let's face it, if a total stranger lies to me, I walk away. I don't care. It's inconsequential. When the president of the United States lies to me, it's not inconsequential. Because he's lying about issues that can affect you. Whether it's getting a job, war and peace, how much taxes you're going to pay, and what he's really trying to do. So you need to be able to spot liars. I think that is a skill that's well worth having. The problem is only a very small percentage of people have that skill, and it's very much learned. I, to a certain extent, have it, but in a more general form. I was in sales for many, many, many years, and you quickly have to be able to read people. And why do I say that? There are some people that they'll talk to you, but they're never going to buy from you. They'll pat you on the back. They'll be nice to you. They'll never say yes. So you got to quickly sort out, is a person interested in what I'm selling? And if you're good at it, it saves you a lot of time. You need to qualify people, and that's a very important skill. And you do that by asking questions. And to spot a liar, that's what you have to do. You have to ask penetrating, to-the-point questions, and importantly, see how the person responds, both verbally and the content of the message, but also the body language. Both are important. So I have provided some information for your consideration, and I do recommend these videos as a starting point. And I'll be upfront with you, this is somewhat of a starting point for me, because the reason I picked this is the fact that there's just too much lying going on in public. You know, if you're going to lie to yourself, it's going to hurt you. But it probably won't hurt other people. But when you start lying to other people, you run the real risk of hurting them. And that's why it's important to have at least basic skills in spotting liars, whether they're politicians, salesmen, or anyone you're interacting with. And yes, people will lie to the people they love, whether it's husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, as well as people that they work with every day. First, you need to develop a certain amount of skill in spotting those telltale signs of liars, and they're there. They're not that hard to learn, but like everything else, you have to practice to get proficient with it. Just like when I first started this show, I had a number of what I call verbal tics, like most people. The most common one is and I was guilty of that. And it was driving me nuts because everyone that's been in the business will tell you, well, the first thing to realize is you're saying it. So the fact that it's on your mind is the first step to eliminating it. Have I totally eliminated that verbal tic? No, I have not. But I'll tell you this, it's gone down, 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 and down. But here's the problem, and it is a challenge. You tend to get other verbal tics. Now, when I was starting out, I had two, and basically. I rarely say either one today. Occasionally I do, but it doesn't jar you. But I picked up a new one that I need to be more conscious of, and that is so. Now, I'm telling you that just as an example. You have to become more proficient in spotting liars. Because the trap is this. You will want to believe people. And liars will use that against you. If and the way they say it, especially politicians give a lot of speeches, is they tell the people, the audience they're speaking to, what they want to hear. And they're fairly proficient in doing that. The message, though, changes depending on who's the audience. So spotting liars is an important skill, and it does affect your life, even though you might think it's not. And I have a number of examples from experts. And they will be the first to tell you initially when they started, they thought they knew a little bit about it, and they quickly found out they don't. There are professionals that are consultants to police forces, FBI, for example, and are brought in on cases that know how to spot a person that's not telling the truth or lying. Now, after saying this, I have a number of examples of politicians that are liars. Obama heads the list, but John Kerry, as Secretary of State, is another one. The former Secretary of State of Hillary Clinton is another. And you can find him in both parties. The problem is their lies affect other people. And it can result in wars. It can result in recessions. And a lot of them start by believing their own lies. And they continue on even though they know it's a lie. That's how bad it is. I'm looking at the clock. Like I said, this is a short show, and it's somewhat unusual because it's topical as opposed to being specifically news-driven. Tomorrow I'll get back with the format, and we'll definitely cover one or more stories that are in the news. With that, I have to wrap up the show with America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.